starting out the, which is really the heart of the parish. I know they said a number of other things over, this is it. This is Mamish, the really should start the Mamish from the beginning from here. Very, very interesting, complicated. We're talking about Teshu Tibur Shamatza. The Echot Shechamitz. But also, Achbe V'Shaka, V'Lei Adino, and Iyim Matza Shaka V'Chamit Shaka. We don't know which pile he took from. Nichas Abayis of Benenu, V'Lei Adino, and Yechamit Shaka, V'Kimit Nechazin, and Tzvika, and Levdek, V'Dimma Matza Shaka. Rashi learns that the Sopik of the Gemara is on the Dikas Chamitz. So I think we're having Teshu Chanuyas, just the Sopik of Teshu Chanuyas. Pirish. What happens if we find a piece of bread that's near these nine piles? That's called Pirish. And then Vazach Mashach Hanus Evetan, Teshach Kuzgum Vach Masach Tu, Vazach Mokum Vach 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 Lokker wagen we terug en zeker als de kokkenboek een beetje met ze niet in de nacht, want de oorlog blijven komen dan per kwast de jongen per kamer. Op een nimse bas en ze bekwakken werken, ze al graag op de golfbas door Paus. Ik heb de Paus in kantoor is gevoerd. So is like this. You all know that the din is that in sacred devices is the din we go, was a wife. I don't know, it's something you have nine kosher stores and one trefer store. And I find a piece of meat, I don't know which store it came from. I find a piece of meat in a parking lot in front of nine kosher stores and one trefer store, I don't know which store it came from. So you're passing Holchen Acharoiv. That's Dafka in a case of Pirish. What's the case of Pirish? The case of Pirish is where it separated itself from the store. I want everyone to pay attention how I'm saying it, because it's negated to tomorrow's read. And the suffix was Neulad in a state of Pirish. It was Neulad in a state of detachment from the stores. So when I have Pirish, when a Leidas HaSuffix is in a state of detachment, where it's in the parking lot, it's on the ground, I don't know which store it came from. So now we say, Hochen Achar Haroid. What about when I have a suffix of which store did I go into? I went into a store, I find myself with a piece of chicken in my bag. I don't know which store I went into, I forgot which store I went into. But there we say, Chisei Roid, the Roid Kosher store. So the suffix is which store did you go into? The nine Kosher stores? The answer is no. That's Xeris HaKosov, I stress, and we're not learning Kula now. That's Xeris HaKosov, Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza. I mean, what does that mean? When the Leidas HaSofik is in the Mokum HaKavua, which means which store did I get into? The stores are Kavua, right? The stores are Kavua. The stores are set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 9, and then 10. And the Sofik of which store I went into. So the Leidas HaSofik is in the state of Kavua of which store did I go into. This is Xeris HaKosov, which the Gemara learns that we don't go Basar Reiv over there, and it blives the Sofik of Mechza Mechza, and we say Sofik Deraisa of Luchum. Likewise, says the Gemara, in the story over here, we have nine piles of matzah and one of chametz, so it's roiv matzah. So if I find a piece of bread, quote-unquote, out there on the street, that's called pirish. That means a piece of bread separated itself from one of the piles. I don't know which pile it's separated from. Called the parish, meruba parish. Anything which separates itself, we say it came from, but that's only when it's in a state of parish. But what happens if the latest of Suffolk was, what happens when the latest of Suffolk is, which achbor, which one, we saw the achbor take it. So the question is not on the object of whether the object is chametz matzah, but which pile did the achbar take it? That's equivalent to the suffix of which store did you go into. And the leidas ha-suffix is not in the state of pirish. The leidas ha-suffix is in which pile did you take it from. And the piles are kavua, the piles are fixed. Over there we don't say the din of roiv. The din of roiv was only said of called the parish. If the object, the davar ha-mesutik, separated itself from the source of the suffix, and it happened in front of me, we say, call the parish. You want to know where did it come from? Where was the parish from? We say, the Miruba parish. But if the suffix was, which store did I go into? The suffix is, which pile did I take from? Then we don't say, call the parish, we say, kavua. That's the maskan of Agamah. Now we begin, mamash, the heart of the parak of Orla Basa. Rashi learns that, what was the topic over here? The World War, Rashi tells us, what was the Gemara about? Rashi learns the Gemara was about Bedikas Chametz. The mouse took this unidentified piece of roll of bread and took it into the house. You have to go search for it. could I rely on the fact that it's matzah, because there is matzah around the picture, and not only that, there's matzah, there's rave matzah in the picture, could I rely on that and leave it without the bedikah summit? Check the Zakash over here. Masha first sequence was Linyan Bedikah Lenin here. That Rashi learns that the sugi is talking about bedikah summits, I don't accept, by the way, because of these kashas that we're going to spend the next day and a half on. Tesis learns the sugi is not talking about bedikah summits, it's talking about achila. Are you allowed to go eat this piece of bread? Can you treat it like matzah? Treat it like hummus? Different sugi completely. According to Rashi, the sugi is about bedikah summits. Check the Zakash. I want to shtel over here, Tosis first kasha, there are two kashas of Tosis Eretz Rashi. We'll take one at a time, because it needs to be dealt with one at a time. The first kasha of Tosis Eretz Rashi is that, hello, what are you talking about, B'dikas Hametz? Standard B'dikas Hametz is the Rabbanon, by the way. It means the Pashtas of the Sugi is that we're talking about B'dikas Hametz, regular standard B'dikas Hametz of all our balls of B'dikas Hametz, that you have B'dikas Hametz even with Rabbanon. We're not talking about B'dikas Hametz of the Raisa, that's the Pashtas in the Sugi of Rashi. In fact, I don't understand you. If we're talking about B'dikas Hametz of Rabbanon, so what was the din? If this piece of bread was pirish, then we're passing that it's matzah. But if the suffix was, which pile did the Achbar take it from? So then we say that it's kavua. We don't go past the roiv. We say that it's 50-50, and we say something like that. The chumash says Rashi. Frektoy says, I understand you. B'dikas Hametz is suffik rabbanon. Suffik rabbanon, the cool. And we have frektoy zakash on Rashi. If you are correct, Rashi, that the agenda of the sugi over here, that the agenda of the sugi over here is b'dikas Hametz, which is pashtas rabbanon. So then, why is it that when I have a suffik, when the achbar, which pile the achbar took it from? We call it case two. Not the case where I found a piece of bread lying in front of the piles, but case two where I have a suffik of where did the achbar take the which pile did the achbar take it from? So then the we pass in suffik the rice of the chomer because we don't go past the roiv. Why are you passing suffik the one? The cooler because it's the one. So even though you don't go past the roiv, and the roiv of matzah can't pass in that it's matzah. But the Maisa, we should say suffik the one on the kula like Rebbe the Rabbanon. As I frektois is Akash on Rashi, how could you Rashi say that the agenda of the sugya is a Rabbanon, and when we don't paskin with the roi, we go back to the din of 50-50 of suffik the rice of the chumah because it's kavua. Halloi, we have a din of suffik the one on the kula. As I frektois is on Rashi's pshat in the gemara that was referring to Bedikas Hametz. Comes along the Magid Mishnah that I asked you to see today. It's on the Marmukah Mishit. And the Magid Mishnah answers the kasha, b'shem d'ro. What does he say? The Ravid asks the same kasha on the Rambam. The kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi, the Ravid asks on the Rambam. The kasha that he asks on Rashi, the Ravid asks on the Rambam. What happened? The Rambam brings down this din also. The Rambam brings down this din in a standard way that if you have a suffix, which part the Achbar took it from, we don't pass in Roy because it's a suffix of Kavua. And we say, Yilchum b'chai v'dika. In fact, the Ravid, what are you talking about? Because how much is the abundance? Suffik the one on the kula. So if the rabbi, if you look at your sheets, you have a sheet there, I'll read to you inside blushing. The rabbi is the kasha. Oh, I'm wrong. Le mechaber, it's wrong. Hamilsa is not true. El inyan bittel. El inyan bedika. Yvalta nachgrin is bedika. And the standard bedika is second abundance. So how could the rabbi say, Shekol kavur kemet samechtadami, Tzarech lived like you have to do bedika samech. So what is suffik the abundance? As I fact the rabbi on the rabbi, it's the same kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. Comes with the Magid Mishnah and says the most important you saw it in the Nesachta. Because of her all, Tam, says the Magid Mishnah over here, it's on the side, Afrika, the Sveikah, the Rabbanon, he gives you Vedika Summits, Tchilasa, Allah, Sophic, Yechmir, Besveikah, Yezim, Yishah, Sveikah, Shodavani, Vechain, Eker. This is where the Magid Mishnah said the famous Yisoy, the Vedika Summits, Allah, Sophic, Mitkana. What is the answer? To say it very bluntly, Zok the Magid Mishnah, the din of Sophic, the Rabbanon, the Kula, wasn't said of Vedika Summits. Period. I'll start off with that. The Magid Mishnah says that the din of Bedikas Chametz, the din of Safik, the Rabbanon Lekula, wasn't said by Bedikas Chametz. Because Bedikas Chametz, the entire Bedikas Chametz is a Safik. When you have a classic Mokmash HaKizba Chametz, you know for sure there's Chametz there. Safik, the Rabbanon Lekula. The case of the Marsif where the waiter went down, you know for sure there's Chametz there. Safik, the Rabbanon Lekula. There's a sex, seka. The answer is Bedikas Chametz was Nitzken Allah Safik. We don't say the din of Safik, the Rabbanon Lekula. Mela says the Magid Mishnah, simple times. What are you hacking your cup? Suffering the one of the kula? There's no suffering the one of the kula because Hamas. It's the minute that we don't have a roiv matzah, because it's kavua, we go back to the dinner because Hamas, I'll suffering nitka. I say, the Magid Mishnah, Teres and Teres is kasha, point blank. It's Aleph. So the Magid Mishnah answers the roiv, it's kasha on the Rambam, which is Teres kasha on Rashi, by saying the kasha is a mistake. Kasha is a Teres. What are you asking me? That what does kavua help? That when it's kavua, we don't go past the roiv? So that's a 50-50 suffix, and then we go to Chumra, says the Ram Tzorach Livda, like, what do you have to be thinking for? Suffix the one, the Kula, says the Ram Magrib, so we're talking about this, and Suffix the one, the Kula, by Chumra, every Vedika Chumra is a suffix, it's a sex. So if one made a suffix, they have a suffix. So merely, you can't say Suffix the one, the Kula, no cross. If you would have a Roy that tells you that it's Matzah, then you would tell me it's Matzah. You don't have a Roy that tells you it's Matzah, so 50-50, we'll say very bluntly, it blives a suffix. Whenever you have a suffix, you have a Vedika Chumra. Atkan, Divrei Magen Mishnah, at the end of the Raven, and this is Kasha on Rashi. First of all, I want to stop here and speak out of Hakira. Aleph. What is this din of Tikas Chomet al-Safik Nitkana? I could understand it two ways. I'm curious what the Rambam says. I could understand the Baal Batish, and by the way, the Lashon of the Magen Mishnah is much like that, that the rule of Safik Dabon of the Kula wasn't set by Tikas Chomet. It means you have a Safik, and normally you say Safik Dabon of the Kula. Why? Because you don't say it. That was the thing. You want to know who said it? Rabbanan said it. Rabbanan made the Takana. Because Chavis licked in the Takana that we don't say something to one of the Kula by Because Chavis. That's together at home. We don't say something to one of the Kula by Because Chavis. That's the Pshat. You could say much deeper, which Mara Grosha Salev is more the Pshat, but the Magavishan doesn't say it's extreme, I'm going to say. It's much deeper Pshat. Not the Pshat by the Rabbanan, you don't say something to one of the Kula. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is the chiv de Rabbanon is that when you have a suffix, you're chayiv bevadeh, not betoyah suffix. I'll explain to you what the nafkamin in Lomdus is. A guy has a house. He doesn't know for sure this chumash day. If you know for sure this chumash day, you wouldn't have to go to bedikah. A guy has a house, and there's a suffix bedikah. Chazal said to it. The one way of learning is, listen, we don't know. It's a suffix. You're right. And maybe you're not chayiv, but Rabbanon said, we don't say lekula. It means suffix, you have to be choshish. That's one way of learning. I suffix the one of lekula, we don't say lekula. There's another way of learning, and that is, that when you have a suffix, you're chayav bevadai. Because the chazal placed a chiyuv on a suffix house. That means, I'll say it very bluntly, even the maskana, if you don't find chumbis, you're chayav bevadai. A very interesting nafkamina. A guy had a chiyuv bedika chumbis on him, and he went ahead and searched the house, and there was no chumbis. The house was clean like a whistle. Mamish, a moedik. Tosef shad is, the mafreya, I thought he didn't have to do, just we didn't decide to go on the kula. One way of learning is, this bar, you didn't need bedika. I something about the cool, we don't say the cool. So we went ahead and made you make the effort to jump in. Now that I did the bidik and I found that there's no chametz, so it comes out of my fray. I thought I didn't need to do bidik. I thought I didn't need to do. The second shot saying no, you needed to do. Out of my side, I found that there's no chametz. We're not doing the chametz because maybe there's chametz. Chazal said that every suffix is chayiv bidika bevadai. That's the case you're chayiv in. So it's not petoyras, it's a suffix. We don't know what to do. We call the chumra. It's not the pshat. The pshat is the state of suffix itself is the vadai chiyuv. I'll give you an interesting afkamina. If I go ahead and I'll check the house, and I didn't find chametz, so I didn't have a mitzvah. That'd be an afkamina. A guy has a house; he was chayav to go check it because suffix of ala kula, right? And then what? He went ahead and checked. Yeah, there was no chametz there. So I'm interesting. I'm afraid those taka no need to do bedika. You could say like that. You could say I'm afraid. Did I do bedika? I didn't know. So why did you do it? Because we went to chumra. I did the bedika. I found it. I didn't need to do bedika because there was no chametz. So why did you do it? Because you went to chumra. Is that the pshat? The pshat is that even when you go ahead and you find chametz, even when you don't find chametz, tell the pshat, okay, I made a mistake, but I had to be machmer. The pshat is, you chayiv. I didn't find chametz. The chayiv is not because there's chametz there. The chayiv is because every state of suffix is the state they have. Makam shemachrizim chametz. It's a different pshat in Ganson. Why? We don't say suffix the one lekula. So we don't say suffix the one lekula, not because we don't say lekula, because the suffix is a vadai. Yeah, no, so it's not the pshat that we don't say suffix the one lekula by chametz. The suffix is a chiyuv vadai. The lashon of the Magrish is not like that, by the way. The lashon of Magrish is more much that we go to chumra. I'm saying a tifer of pshat, not tifer of the Magrish, the chasr shol, but I'm saying a different pshat. I'm saying the word is that it's not because we go to chumra. The word is the suffix itself is a vadai chiyuv. I'm not going to chumra yesterday. If you're lying to me, maybe there is. Machmir, I'm not being machmir. That's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is because there is a suffix. That's niflamoid. Either way, we don't say something about Lakul over here because of what I got. Because by Chavetz, you don't say. I'm more neut than my own understanding to the second Mahalach, by the way. Chazal said, a makram shem makizim Chavetz is chayv. Half Chavetz, you don't have Chavetz, I don't care. So let's build now. We're going to build. Sfegir Hakasha, so who's share now? Tais is a Pella. Halach Tais doesn't agree to the Magad Mishnah that Bedikas Chavetz was Nidkan ala Safik. Taisus doesn't agree to the Yisoy that every case of Bedikas Chametz is a sek, 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 seker. Maybe there was something, maybe you did eat there, maybe it got rotten, and maybe it was taken out, and maybe the wind blew it out, maybe the mice took it, maybe, you don't agree to think of someone says, oh, gonna. So what's the story with the Marsif, with the way it went down? You have 15 subsegata of one of the coolers over there. So of course he agrees to the story that we don't start among the cooler by because someone. So what's he hacking a cup over here? What's this want? My commission is 100% right. Here in front of us, so how do you agree to the Magnusha that B'dikas Summit is the Rabbanon, we don't have the one Lakula? All the cases of B'dikas Summit are all the Rabbanons. All fakers, they're sex fakers. And we don't have the one Lakula because of the Hezberim that the Magnusha just said that we said. So what's this asking Rashi? You don't know the din? It's here in its full glory is Nizgala, the terrorist that we said to the Marshan and Aleph. Here in its full glory is Nizgala, the territory that we said to the Marshal and Oman Aleph. Avada Tosis agrees that we think of something that's a Nitzkan Allah Safik. Avada Tosis agrees that we don't say something to Mahon Lakula or we think of something. Avada Tosis agrees all that. A, B, C, D, 100%. That's all in a house that the Safik is because of the general usage of a whole year, what we've been calling the last few days. We're touching now at the heart of Chiyah B'dikas Chametz, and we're going to say another heart in a minute. So if I have a house that's a makom shel makom, by the way, what constitutes a makom shel makom? It's a place that's used. By the way, the last couple of days we were talking about used by who? Used by human beings, used by holders. Who's it used by? Who are the ones? But we're talking about a place of the, what I call the general shemesh of the whole year. And that's the mechayev of B'dikas Chametz Rabbanon, the general shiyah that's together of the chiyuv. Avada, you don't say something about the kula? And I'll go with my nosach. Avada, it's a chiyuv avada, it's not a chiyuv safek. That's the place they have to do. The story over here, Heltosis, is not a case of a Makom shel Makom. What was the story over here? The house was Bodek. What was the story over here? My house was Bodek, right? Shalos, you have to go do B'dika or not. We're talking about a house that I did a B'dika Chametz, the house is clean. Now, one specific piece of bread, I'm calling it bread because it's either matzah or Chametz, they're both bread. One piece of bread went into the house, correct? So what's my sofik? My sofik's not in the house. It means my tzadei chai bedika is not machmas the general usage of makom shel makom mechametz. My sofik is machmas this particular piece, correct? I say it very bluntly. Tesis holds, so what do you have? You have a sofik of did the piece of chametz go into it or not? That's not the sofik of makom shel makom mechametz. When do we say that we don't say sofik devan lekula? When don't we say sofik devan lekula? When do we say bedika chametz al sofik nitkana? That's in a place of the makom shel makom mechametz, where the sofik is, that since, by the way, to make things clear, I'll go with my nosach. Chazal said that a place that you use chametz a whole year is vadei chayav b'dikas chametz. Okay, a place that you use a whole year is vadei chayav b'dikas chametz. Now this place used it a whole year. It is a sex fake here. The story of the waiter going, the meltzer going down to the marsef yain. It's going down to the wine cellar, but it's a place that you use. It's the regular everyday usage of the place. Anything which is included in the everyday usage of the place is chayav b'dikas chametz vadei, and we don't say something along kula. That's not the story over here. This is not the everyday usage. What happened? I have a house that was completely cleaned out. I did b'dikas chametz already. Now, I saw the Achbar take in an unknown entity. Okay, I saw the Achbar take in an unknown entity into the house. It penetrated into the house. I want to know what went into the house. So my suffix is on this object. What is this object that went into the house? That's not a suffix of B'dikas Chametz. That's a suffix on the object. What went into the house? And if I'll have a suffix on this specific object, what went into the house? Of course we say suffix of Malakula, because what's my suffix? My suffix is, did the place become a makom that's chayav B'dikas Chametz? You hear the tiefkeit? When I have a house that I use the whole year, so the place is vadai, a place that's chayav B'dikas Chametz. When I have a house that I use the whole year, that I use the house the whole year is a siba that the place is chayav and B'dikas Chametz vadai. I, under that umbrella of usage the whole year, there's 100 sekas, again, minishtan. That's the place that Chazal said, you're chayav, because it's a makom shel B'dikas Chametz. Over here, I did a B'dik already on the house. My shayla is this a place that's chayav B'dik? It's not a place that's chayav B'dik. I did B'dik already. The other part is, did this piece of chametz turn it into a place that's chayav B'dik? So my question is, and I would even say sharper, it's not even a question on the place, because the place itself is not chayav B'dik, because I was anchored from a place that's used the whole year for chametz. I want to know, this piece, do I have to go look for this piece or not? I have to go look for this specific piece? And that we say, something to run on the cooler. That's the oimik. One second. That's the emek of Tosis Kasha on Rashi. In fact, Tosis Kasha on Rashi, you tell me that something the Gemara about B'dikas Chametz? So what do you care if it's kavua? You don't have roiv? Who cares if you don't have roiv? The Maisa, we have a din of something about all the kula. What are you going to tell me? My commission is teretz that we went off again the dinner of Bidikas Chomet. What do you mean Bidikas Chomet? You don't say something to one of the kula. Why didn't he say Bidikas Chomet? Something to one of the kula. He's my nosach because the teretz, because the Chazal said that a house that's a makom shomim is Muhammad, it's a chayav bevaday. So you can't activate the dinner of something to one of the kula. We're not talking about a house that's chayav bevaday. We have a local suffix on a local piece of bread. My suffix is this piece of bread. What went in? And that we say something to one of the kula, and it didn't become a house that's chayav bevaday. Chametz. This is not a house that I'm using chametz a whole year. This is a piece of bread. I have a suffix on this specific piece of bread. Did it go into the house or not? It means, am I chayav to look for this piece of bread or not? That's not a suffix of bedikas chametz. I'm something that doesn't make it into a makom shemachmisa b'chametz. And therefore, it's not included under the din derabbanan that the rabbanan made of vadechiv. By the way, this split that I'm saying is pashut. Like Korum Zel said, it's not a splitting. I'm not splitting hairs here. There's no shechus to each other, Michal. The classic case of this case that Chazal said, if you have a house there, you use for chametz all year. I don't care if you know what's going on there or not. That house, that mukum is a mukum. It's chayav b'dikas chametz bevadei. Over here, we're talking about a house that b'dikas chametz. Have a shofik. Should I go look for this piece of chametz or not? Yes or no? There's a tzad that no, and then nothing happened over here. I mean, have a tzad b'chal whether there's a chayav b'dikas chametz over here. I don't have something about this place. I'm something is what was this piece? On that we pass it. Something to one of the cooler. What is it, Pastor? Okay, they're being slowly. Well, yeah. Who said the hot is another kasha? I don't know. What? One second. Yeah. We'll get to everything that we're doing. Oh. That's a fair shot. Taser holding the microvision. Who said like this? Marshall? Who, excuse me, where did we say such a split already? On the Torah to answer the Marshon, I'm an Aleph. Halei, this Yisrael, the split between the house, right, and a specific piece of Chametz, where do we say this? We said already this Yisrael that we're saying Pshat and Tais is to argue on the Magen Mishnah. We already said it once. Where did we say it? We said it yesterday, actually. And we said it be'ikr, I'm an Aleph, to answer the Marshon's Kasha. That's the anchor of that word. What do we say, I'm an Aleph? The Marshon, I'm an Aleph, asked one of the most important Kashas in the Masechta. The Masha asked, why did the Gemara say Neima Achaltiya only on the Hachazina? And the Gemara didn't say Neima Achaltiya on the Ein Choshishin. Ein Choshishin as Shem Begir Achol, the needed end of Davos Leif. Why didn't you say Neima Achaltiya? And you don't have a Teretz of the Avein Tzachim where it's Mine Vadei. Remember? The Masha's monumental life-changing Kasha. When you think about Psochim, Masha, that's what you think of. Masha Naftes, this Kasha. How in the world could the Gemara say Neima Achaltiya and the Teretz was Ein Tzachim where it's Mine Vadei? Why don't the Gemara know at all? So we said a Teretz, B'Shem Dev Kro Chaim. Alderach Mekrochaim, you said it's the Teretz. What is Teretz? In the Mishnah, we're talking about a Makam that's a Makam Shemachmiz Muhammad, a Makam that I have to do a Bedika. And the question is, did your Bedika do a good Bedika? Did your Bedika do a good Bedika? Is your Bedika worth anything? Is it still a Makam Shemachmiz Muhammad? So now we say, you can't say Neimach Altiyah, because Bedika Sama is also up in Nitkan. I don't care Neimach Altiyah, it's a far shot. Everything's a far shot. I'm going to go with the Nusach that I said today, because the house is Vadechai Bedika. And the question is, will you Yetzi if you have Bedika or not? Mashenki in the story of Hachazina is talking about a house that he did a bedikah, and the shell's on a specific piece of bread. Did it go in or not? And that we say, Neima Chaltiyah, why should I worry about the specific piece of bread? That teretz on the Marshal's Kasha about why we're Cheshish Neima Chaltiyah by Hachazina and not by the Mishnah is a carbon copy of Pshat and Taisis over here. The Yisrael of the Makkah Mishnah that bedikah's Chometz al Safak Nitkanah was only said when I'm handling the house. When I'm handling a specific piece of bread, and that we don't say bedikah's Chometz al Safak Nitkanah, we say Safak Neima Chaltiyah. I'm showing you in two places. The differentiation between the house and the piece. One is the Gabi the Kasha of Neima Chaltiyah, that on the house we don't say Neima Chaltiyah, on the piece, Hachazina we say Neima Chaltiyah. And over here, the Gabi Safik Devana Lakula, on the house we don't say Safik Devana Lakula, and on the piece we say Safik Devana Lakula, all for the same reasons. So the Shaila now is, what does Rashi hold? Rashi argues, Rashi holds. So Pshat and Teis is so good, what does Magen Mishnah mean? So now we're bouncing back. How could the Magen Mishnah say Pshat and Rashi that we say Sofik, we don't say Sofik Devon Lekul over here? Why? Because Bidikas Chometz is all Sofik Nitzkanah. I just said Bar Bidikas split. I said Bidikas Chometz is all Sofik Nitzkanah. It's only when I'm handling the house, not when I'm handling a specific piece of Chometz. So what did the Magen Mishnah answer? No, by Chometz we don't say Sofik Devon Lekul over here. I mean, it's not true. Sometimes you do, sometimes we don't. We have the split of Tosis. It means the process goes like this. Tosis has a Kasha and Rashi and say, what happens to Sofik Devon Lekul? We answer the Magen Mishnah's Tosis, that what? What do you mean? If you think of somebody, you know the Yisrael of the Kula. That calls the Kasha on Tesis. What does Tesis mean? Doesn't he know the Yisrael of the Magen Mishnah? The answer is he does, but not here. Because over here we're not handling the house, we're handling the piece. And where do we see such a split? On the Teretz of the Marshal and all of the Gavi Neima Chaltiyah. So now the Zach bounces back. So what does Rashi hold? What does the Magen Mishnah hold? What are they telling me? Hey, because somebody's also like Nitzke, it's not true. We're not handling the house over here, we're handling a specific piece of Chometz. The answer is, We're going back to the Rashi holds, no. That any time you have any suffix related to epis, anything coming into a house, that's called the Makom Shemachriz Mechametz and Yechayev. I repeat, the answer is Rashi holds. He doesn't hold to this split. Rashi holds in general that any suffix that has to do with does the house have chametz, any suffix which is does the house have chametz, is included under the takana of Bedikas Chametz, of Bedikas Chametz of Nitzke, no? And therefore he doesn't hold to this split between whether I'm handling the house, whether I'm handling a specific piece of chametz. But nice, at the end of the day, you have a suffix, did the house get chametz or not, right? Did the chametz penetrate to the house or not? That's all included under the umbrella and under the headline of the Bedikas Chametz al suffix Nitzke, that Yechayev. So what Shran Rashi is, so how's he going to answer the Marshal's Kasha? So we're back to the Marshal's Kasha, from what Aleph. So then what's the Chilik? Why are we saying Nehmachaltia by Hachazina, not in the Mishnah? I went to him from a Boshu when I was a Bacher. He said a simple split, the less greater. He said a different teretz on the Marshal's Kasha. Up till now, we answered the Marshal's Kasha with big lumpus. And in the Mishnah, we don't say Nehmachaltia, why? Because the Mishnah's talking about the Chiyav on the house. We don't know if he did a Bidik or not. And the Chiyav house is the Chiyav Vada, like I'm saying today, and the Gemara is talking about on the piece, we say Nehmachaltia. He said, obviously Rashi doesn't hold it that split. Rashi would have held it that split, so that you can't say something with the bonal, you can't, and you should say something with the bonal kulia. So Moshe Tainet, that there's a different split between Amar Aleph and Amar Beis. A Balbatish split, but it's a nice word. He said a local word. The word goes like this. Loyalam Rashi holds, like the Raga Mishnah, that the din of, I mean, we have a world war over here. And what type of suffix was said the din of Bedikas Chametz al suffix Nitzkna that we don't dislike the one on the Kula? I want that on the point to understand what the din is. We have a world war over here. On what type of suffix was said the rule of Bedikas Chametz al suffix Nitzkna that we don't say suffix the one on the Kula? Tosis holds only on a suffix on the house, in the house. When you have a suffix on a specific piece of bread, did it go into the house? We don't say. Rashi holds no, all suffixes. So what do you do with Amad Aleph? Why over there do you say Nemachotia? You have a suffix. So Moshe said a very interesting svara. I want to hear what Eilon thinks about this. He said that what's the suffix of Amar Aleph? The Chulta took something in. And the suffix is, did it eat it or not, right? Listen to what he said. On the tzad that the Chulta ate it, nothing went in, right? That's not cool in Makrish HaMachiz HaMachamitz. By us, we're going to see later on in the Gemara, what is it? Why are you making faces? Can you on camera, you know what I'm saying? Why is Srini making faces? You look like you were negative about the vote. No. I negative what he said. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I thought you meant me. Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Right? And where the those blood in? It makes us. Hershey knows what I'm talking about. What? Hershey says he knows what I'm talking about. So I was, do you know what you're talking about? He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's talking about. Is that beard he has? Yes, I do. Not possible otherwise.
So is that right?
We're discussing much more important things. You're busy with an Irish guy without the bush. He said a very interesting terrace. He said, it's true that on an Aleph and on the base is a suffix on the piece, but it's very different. On an Aleph, the nature of the suffix is, did the Asper eat it or not? Did the Chulta eat it? By the way, in our Gemara, that's not the suffix. We're going to see later on why not, what happened to the eating, because the eating over here disappeared for some reason. We'll see. And on Aleph, the suffix was, did it eat it? Said Rashi, very tifa zach. What's the suffix? The suffix is, did the Chulta eat it? On the side that the Chulta ate it, nothing ever came into the house. That suffix, Rashi agrees, we don't say, we do some suffix differently. You know? Yes, it's very interesting. Well, something came into the house. You don't know what. So what's the suffix? Is there chametz in the house? Now you thought, what do you mean? Nehmachalti also the suffix is there chametz in the house? He said it's a different suffix. Because there the suffix is that the siva for the suffix is itself a siva that it didn't go in. That means, what's the suffix? The siva is that the mouse took it in, the Chulta took it in. But that itself is a siva that maybe it didn't go in because the Chulta ate it. So when the siva for the suffix itself is a siva that there's no suffix, that type of suffix is a suffix bichlal whether something came into the house. Because I don't even know whoever arrived because the Chulta may have eaten it. There! We might that we don't say some of the suffix. That type of suffix, not. Over here, something went into the house. We just don't know what. That's classic Makor Shemarkiz and Bachavitz. That's cool. Suffix, that's cool. But Dikas Chavitz on suffix Nitzkana. You hear the Chilik is saying? The Chilik is saying is Baal Patish. The nature of the suffix on Amar Aleph is that the Chulta eat it. And the fact that the Chulta eat it, it never arrived in the house. So the suffix is, did something arrive in the house b'chal? And that type of suffix of something, did something come into the house b'chal? That's not included in Makom Shemachriz Mochametz. That's not included in the suffix of Adiyah Somitz Nitzkana. Hashekin over here, the suffix is what came into the house, not whether it came into the house. When it's a suffix of what came into the house, then it's different. Over here we say, B'dikas Chametz al suffix Nitzkana. Either way, one second, just at the beginning. Either way. Either way, we have World War over here between Tosis and Rashi in the light of the Magen Mishnah. When do we apply this rule of B'dikas Chametz al suffix Nitzkana? When do we say Sargavan Lakula? Says Tosis, if that's the kasha, be a shlomik grain the Irish limit, like a little nothing more talking about B'dikas Deraisa. B'dikas Deraisa, you say something to Raisa Lachoma. By the way, I have to stop here. There were many of you came over to me the first day of this man. Second day of this man, they said, how do you know that B'dikas Chametz is the Raisa? It's a deal, come down. Dalit, it says, B'dikas Chametz is the Rabbonim, because, of course, the Tosis said. Tosis says that if you don't do Bittul, it's something to Raisa Lachoma. You don't have to take notes of the Tosis. It's one of the landmark Tosis in the Masechta. Tosis says over here that if you don't do Bittul, so we say something derives of Lachumah, whether you have to do Bidika now. It's in first of Tosis that we say derives of Bittul. Bidika. In fact, Tosis, I have another Kasha on Rashi. The gravitational canoe is like a Cheskes Hatab, a Lachu Okmer, a Cheskes Baltic, the Baltic Mari, the Lava, he cheated the boy Bidika. Stop right here. Stop here. Oh yeah, so much to say about this. For Tosis, I have another Kasha on Rashi. The kasha suffix to one of the cool is one kasha. But then I have a new kasha. What's my new kasha? Now listen. My new kasha is that why do you say 50-50 the goal of chumra? There's a cheskes hetter over here. What's the cheskes hetter? Cheskes hetter is that the house was baldic till now. So whenever we have a suffix in over chal terakula, you can either go basa roiv, or another way of resolving a suffix is going basa the chazaka. Ukma chazaka de mekar. Very interesting shayla. You all know, one of the items says, and then I'm going to say a bomb here. You all know, yeah? You all know that. So this is Kasha Rashi. How can you learn the Sugi story of B'dikas Chametz? How can you learn the story of B'dikas Chametz? The Maisa, the house is a. Now you all know that in Chazaka de Meikor, there's two types of Chazaka. There's a Chazaka of Cheskes HaGuf, and there's a Chazaka of Din. I'll give you an example. A girl is a psul until I know otherwise. A suffix when did a girl become a ba'ula, wrong suvis lady. There's a suffix of guf, a suffix of din. There's a chazak, we put back on the layers, no chazak, right? What's a chazak of guf, a chazak of din? What do I want to say? Cheskes HaGuf. The status of the guf, she was a psula, it doesn't change. A mikvah was full. I don't know when it became empty. That's a cheskes of din or cheskes guf? Cheskes HaGuf. It was full till now, it stayed full. What's the chazak over here? It's a chazak that there was no chametz till now. It's a physical chazaka? That the house was bothered till now, so physically it stayed without chametz? What's that I'm saying? What's a chazaka? Put it back on its place on status. It didn't have chametz. It's a physical chazaka. It's a cheskes HaGuf. What do you say? Why not? Say better. Say better. Why is it not physical? There's a reason why I'm stressing this, a big rate. It's a physical mitzvah, it's like there's nothing there, so there's something, nothing way in there. It's a mistake, what you said, but explain it better. I understand. Something went into the house, right? So what do you tell me? The house had a chazaka, there was no chametz, but the house also had a chazaka that there was no matzah, because there was nothing in the house. Okay? So when something doesn't make a ton of points, there was all the matzah. We're talking about the matzah, there's no chazaka that there was matzah or there was chametz. The house was clean. Now something went into the house. I don't know whether that something was matzah or that something was chametz, correct? So what are you going to tell me? Is a chazaka physical chazaka? That what? Did the house didn't have chametz? And who said it? And is a chazaka that it had matzah? Let's say the house didn't have matzah. They didn't order the matzah yet, okay? We're not talking about a case that was matzah. They cleaned out the house. We're talking about a house that was matzah in the house? Of course not. We're talking about a house that was chazaka, but I checked, there's no chametz there. Now an unidentified zach went into it. So what are you going to tell me? Well, I'm going to paskin that it's matzah, because the last known state was that it didn't have chametz, yeah, but the last known state didn't have matzah either. You can't say that the last, they don't agree, that's what I'm saying. It's a kasha, it's a fact. What's the chazaka? The chazaka is a physical chazaka that it didn't have chametz till now, so it stayed unchanged? Okay. No, that's a shomash. Yeah. That's not. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying. I'm saying a different thing. I want to know what does the Cheskes Heter mean? Cheskes Heter means a physical chazaka that till now there was no chametz, so we take on there's no chametz. That can't be the pshat. So what are you taking on that there was matzah there? There's no matzah there either. The house was empty. So chazakas, physical chazakas can't talk because till now there was nothing and now there's something. What is that something? Now there was a chazaka that there was no chametz. Okay, so what is this? Matzah, the chazaka, there's no matzah either. Teretz says something came in. When something came in, so there's a change in front of us. Who says there's matzah? There's matzah there till now. The house was empty. He's making an akim to the Gemara's matzah. I agree. Why can't it be chametz? You have a chazaka that it's not chametz? You didn't hear what I said. The house is empty, yeah? You're going to Orlando. For Chol HaMoed. For the Seder, we spoke. Okay, you come into the house, it's clean. For a change. And a mouse comes in, because it's not that clean. So what's the chazaka? The chazaka is no chametz? So what, the chametz is matzah, but there's no matzah there either. There's nothing there. How could the physical chazaka talk? Yeah, you're not listening to the conversation earlier. Welcome to the club. You're the fourth guy asking it. I said Orlando, there's no matzah there, there's no Yiddish guy there. This is what they call it. It's vacation. They don't eat rocks there, though. That's nice. But there's no more change than chametz. I don't understand what you guys are talking about. I have an empty house. Something came in, unidentified object made out of grain. Okay? What you guys call carbs. Okay? And a piece of carb is a rangi coming in shtub in a house. I don't know what it is. So there's chazaka that there was no chametz over there. There was nothing here. Something is no chazaka. Where the chazaka? There's a physical chazaka by a psula. I could say she stayed a psula until I know otherwise. What do you tell me? This house stayed without chametz on otherwise? And what did it have? But something's there now. So you don't have a chazaka that was matzah because there was nothing there. The house was empty, okay? So something came in there. So there's no, you can't say cheskes haguf that the status stayed the way it is till now. It changed. The status changed. There's something there for sure. The status of the house changed. The house was empty, and now there's unidentified carbohydrates in the house now, okay? Without gluten. Without gluten. Without gluten, yeah. So the physical state of the house changed. The physical state of the house changed, okay? The physical house. Now the question is, what changed? Why more matzah than chametz? Why does the fact that the house was empty yesterday tell me more that it's matzah than chametz? Why is it? I'm saying, you're not listening to what I'm saying, Rabbi Katz. Why is the fact that the house was empty yesterday tell me that it was more matzah today than chametz? That's it. The boy goes, Rabbi Abramov agrees, and that's enough for me. Yeah? It's possible, no? Special. That's what TJ guys have got their heads. Everybody else is making it look crazy, yeah? So that's not a posture. That's not what Tosis meant to say. It can't be that's what he meant to say. I said the TJ guy said. They said. What did I say? There's also still, I'll get to that in a second. Because I'm talking about Cheskes HaGuf of physically.
Did
I say?
The guy brought a new plant into the house. No. So over here, the stuff he gets, did you bring a plant in?
No. It's not crazy. Okay? The plant is not it's not a suffix, by the way. You understand? Over here, there's a piece of bread which is unknown to Etzen. Anyway, that's not Pshat Tosis. Like I said, if the house was empty till now and something went in there, so the emptiness till now can't be Magdir what came in. Answer is, that's not what Tosis meant. What Tosis meant is, the Lashon of the Tosis of Rashi Shans is Cheskes Heter. And this Tosis is the most important yediyah about Bedikas Chametz. I'm going to speak it out now clearly. I want everyone to hear. Listen carefully. What does this mean that this is a cheskes veikar there? Put it back on its original status. What status? That was empty? It's not empty. What this meant to say is, what you've been trying to say, is that we put it back on its original status that the house was baduk. Okay? That the house was a baduk dika house. Now, in order for that's a halachic status. That's a chazaka de me'ikara in the state of the house. By the way, not by the way, stay in this place is that bedikas chametz is a din on the house. There's no bigger raya. Bedikas chametz would be din on the gavra. It doesn't make sense. The gavra has a chazaka that he did a bedika, so do another bedika now. If the chiyuv is on the house and the chiyuv is the house has to be baduk, says Tosis, an astounding zach. Says Tosis that the chiyuv is on the house, And without a dira, the suffix is, does the house need a bedika? Says Tosfos, the last known halachic status of the house was that it was baduk. So we put it back on its last ukimta. Yeah, nice and over. Yeah, nice and over. It's a chiv on the house, and the house has a status. That we the first time we bumped into this, what was where? By mezuzah and soicher maskir. That's a chiv on the house. Who has to do it? The soicher, the maskir. This is a shocking zach. Tosfos says that if you have a suffix, whether you hear what's going on here? I have a suffix, what came into the house, I put it back on its last no chazaka. Who are the last no chazaka? What are the last no chazaka? The house? House what? There's something there. It means that the house is a bodikdika house, and the house was ogipatut from the chiyuv. That's the chazaka to make car that Tosfos says to put it back on. Hold on. One second. One time, Adovin Neuril Amita Shaltero. Watch this. Now watch. What was the flow of Tosfos? Tosfos is the kasha said, "Bidikas chametz." It's rabbis. I don't call. Even Tosfos is the rice bittel. In fact, Tosfos even if it's bittel, but it's a chazaka. That means even after Tosfos said we're talking about a deraisa, and there's no suffix that one of the kula, but there's still a kasha of what? Chazkas heter. In the Rashi Shans, the Halakha Rashi Shans, the Rash, the issue is he today in the Shita. He says on both kashas the teretz of deraisa. He asks one kasha and says suffix of one of the kula. He asks a second kasha and says chazkas heter. He answers on both of them that the guy didn't do bittul, so it was deraisa. A world war between Tosfos and the Rash Mishans, whether the teretz on Cheskas Heter is that it's deraisa. The Rash Mishan said that deraisa knocks out both kashas. It knocks out the kasha of Sofer Gavon Lekula and knocks out the kasha of Cheskas Heter. And Tosfos said, no. The kasha of Sofer Gavon Lekula, I answered, there was no bittul. But you still have a kasha of Cheskas Heter. What I want to tell you is that over Nifla Mita Shoteir, the Rash Mishan makes more sense to us than Tosfos. Why? Rashi Shan says, what's kasha number one? Sofer Gavon Lekula. Have a teretz? You didn't do bittles, deraisa. What's kasha number two? Put the house back on its Cheskas Heter. The house? Since when is B'dikas Chametz din in the house? That's only the Rabbanim that get din of B'dikas Chametz. Is it deraisa din of B'dikas Chametz? What does Tosfos, the Rosh in that world hold up? What's the chiyuv of B'dikas Chametz be deraisa? What's the chiyuv of B'dikas Chametz be deraisa according to the world of Tosfos Rosh? B'dikas Tolaim. Tolaim has a din in the house or it's a din in the Gavra? Isn't it a beauty? Fekter, what do you call it? Fekter Rashi Shans? Sofer Gavon Lekula? Deraisa. You didn't do it. Cheskas Heter? What Cheskas Heter? On the house? What are you talking about? You're talking about a deraisa. The minute you talk about deraisa, we don't know Cheskas Heter. The chiv deraisa is not on the house, the chiv deraisa is on the gavra. You have a bedikas talaim. So what are you going to tell me? You have a Cheskas Heter? You have a Cheskas Heter on a bedikas talaim? You have a house. You didn't do bittul. Maybe this chametz over here. Go search out for the worms. What are you telling me? The house has a chazaka? What house? We're talking about you. You have a suffix deraisa l'chogra. So you can't go Cheskas Heter. I mean, oh, but the house had a halachic status. We're not talking about the chiv of the house. We're talking about the chiv of the gavra. So the Halakha Rashi Shans said, one teretz. Kills out both kashas. Say the kasha of something the bottom of the kula. The answer is we're talking about you didn't do bittos, the raisa. The kasha of Cheskas Heter, also, how does the raisa knock out Cheskas Heter? Because what is the Cheskas Heter? I just explained. It's not a physical Cheskas Heter. It's not a physical Cheskas Heter, is that the din of the house was that the din of the status of the house was that it was a gebaldik tika house. That's when the chi of the rabbanon, which is on the house, so the house was the rabbanon. But the chi of the raisa is on the gavro. What can you say Cheskas Heter? How does it? Think about it. The guy didn't do bittul. Think about the scenario. A guy didn't do bittul. A mouse went in. So now you have a suffix of, listen, you might be by your own by Matze. But you can still learn. What do you tell me? The house has a Cheskas Heter? Who's talking about the house? Who's talking about you? There's a suffix of Eisel Lechomer. Be an El Lechid. Now who? I don't understand Tosfos. At Kedei Kach, the Pshat, the Tvash Mishant, it's so geschmack and it's so good. Did I first say it's Tosfos? I don't understand Tosfos. Tosfos asked the Kach, the suffix of one of the Kula. What did Tosfos answer? What's that? We're talking about the rice, you didn't do bittul. Okay, very good, you took care of that kasha. But you have a Cheskas Heter. We have a Cheskas Heter. We have a Cheskas Heter. What Cheskas Heter? Cheskas Heter who? In the house? Who's talking about the house? The house is a bodikdik house. We're talking about the rice, the kechiyuv of bdikas talaim. What in the world is Tosfos talking about? What's passed in the rice of Cheskas Heter? Halei domu, v'adomu pel b'mamid, v'za agmas nefesh. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm a suffix deraisa. It's a suffix deraisa. By your own matzah. He did bedikah on the house. Now we have a suffix on this piece. Are you ever by your own matzah on the piece? There's a suffix piece that went in. You're playing with fire. Go to bedikah. I'm no chazak on the. You don't know what I said. A chazak on the graves will only. You don't know what I said. You're talking about a physical. Listen to me. Do you mean a physical chazaka or a halacha chazaka? There's no halacha chazaka on grapes, ever. There's no physical din over here. I just gave a whole introduction. Now you know why I gave a whole introduction that I fought with all the Eilam. It's not a physical thing. It would be physical chazaka, you're right. But it's not a physical chazaka. It's halacha chazaka. And halacha chazaka is only in the world of the Rabbanan, not in the world of the Raisa. So the Hilik Rashi Shant is 1,000,000% right. I don't know Pshat and Tosis. Why does Tosis ask Kasha 1, say a Teres, then he asks Kasha 2? Now, we're still hanging on a cliff here. What's Rashi going to answer Tosis Kasha? Rashi learns to Madhu Rabbanan. What's he going to do with Tosis Kasha? Cheskes Atav, say big raid on this tomorrow, then we'll do the second half of Tosis Mishal Tevim Gutlachas. Tonight, what's tonight? That's Monday, so now we'll be about